This is Ranger Kidwell Ross, editor of WorldSweeper.com and executive director of the World Sweeping Association. I have on the line with me Don Staple, who is the superintendent of streets and roads for Canmore, Alberta, Canada. And Canmore is a small town of about 14,000 that's nestled just inside the Canadian Rockies. And the reason that I've asked Don to speak with us is that the city has put together a tracker system to keep track of where its street sweeper is when it's in operation, which is something that I would think would help many other public works organizations out there. So anyway, Don, thanks very much for joining us. And if you would, tell me, you're welcome to tell me a little bit about Canmore. I know from living just south of British Columbia that it's a very beautiful area there in the Canadian Rockies, and I'm interested to know what instigated the idea of having the tracker and what you expect to be able to solve with it, that sort of thing.
Well, thank you very much for the opportunity. Canmore is located just west of the city of Calgary by about 85 miles. As you described, we're about 14,000 people. We have just over 100 kilometers of paved road that gets swept annually. And the reason we went to GPSing our sweepers and providing the tracking system was both for efficiency and best route management. And whilst we were putting this together, the service provider for our GPS systems described to us a service generally referred to as, in some communities, as 511, Where's My Snowplow, where residents can log on and view where the plows currently are, where they've recently been, and the level of service that's been provided via color coding on streets on maps. The idea intrigued us, and we've gone that route with our plows. We're also including it with our street sweepers and the public information that will be provided beginning in the fall of 2015 is exactly that service, Where's My Street Sweeper. It'll cover the most recent 16 hours of activity in street sweeping, so it will show where the sweeper is currently, where the sweeper was in the last 2 hours, last 4 hours, last 8 hours, and finally the last 16 hours. This is indicated on the map by coloring of the streets. In our case, it's going from gray for the last 16 to green, which is the most recent one, the last 2.5 hours. Also, we, of course, have the full array of GPS data collection, speed, travel, and direction, as well as the sweeper brooms are up or down, or in other terms, on off. Very similar to what a snowplow can be tracked at. That's about it in a nutshell.
Well, that sounds good. What is your provider to start with?
The company's name is WebTech Wireless.
Okay, WebTech Wireless, and that's interesting that and intriguing to me that you know, north of us, that's a pervasive kind of an application for snowplows. It makes perfect sense, and to expand that to sweepers to me also makes perfect sense. It seems like if you could expand that further to where you could see the GPS, you could see the sweeper in real time, then you might be able to connect that with your parking system such that people would realize when the sweeper's gone by, and they'd be able to, if you had, you know, where you had to move your cars while the sweeping is happening, which is certainly the best way to improve stormwater runoff pollution numbers, then, but yet it's certainly annoying for a community, too, to have to move their cars. It seems like you could have the days lined out in terms of the hours, but then have your parking enforcement go ahead of the sweeper, and as soon as the sweeper went by, which people would be able to track via their app, then they could move their cars back in. Because the idea is not to give lots of people tickets. The idea is to move the car so that the sweeper can reach the streets, and then after that, you know, let them go back in. So do you have any idea if WebTech would be able to do, you know, real-time kind of monitoring or not?
That has not been explored with them. We are very sensitive to the community's parking issues. Well, quite bluntly, we've been told in no uncertain terms that sweeping is a highly desired service that the town provides, and we're going to great lengths to sign and post information for the community. Things in our case, we are running upwards of 100 different types of signs in each community that we're sweeping. We've also gone to daily updates on Facebook and the town webpage with a sweeping zone map indicating what areas we'll be in and when. But going back to your question about WebTech and the app, is not something that we've actually asked them to do.
Mm-hmm.
However, I believe all things are possible, especially if you have the pockets for it.
Well, yeah, no question there. These days, when it comes to technology.
Yeah.
And so, the problem with of course, moving vehicles is just where do you put them. But the other problem, if you don't move the vehicles, as we know pretty widely in the industry here, I'm sure you know that for every car that's sitting there, you're losing about three car lengths because the sweeper has to go out and go around. And it tends to be the same cars all the time. So then you're never getting underneath those particular cars. You don't know whether there might be dead animals or food that would attract live animals and that sort of thing underneath there, as well as pollutants and so forth. So
this year we've really ramped up our signage and messaging to the community via the methods I just mentioned, the Facebook and the other apps. A huge change for us this year is ticket and tow. We've always been fairly tolerant, and we've even gone to the extent of just doing courtesy tows around the block. However, this year we've gone to very strict enforcement. Signage goes out 5 days ahead of time, giving everyone ample opportunity. And if your vehicle is still on the road as we approach the start time for that neighborhood, they do get towed. And
mm-hmm.
That's how we're managing to reduce and eliminate our returns or reduce. You're right. It's very costly, and the other residents in on that street typically get fairly frustrated with their neighbors if they leave their vehicles on the street, and we hear about it.
Yeah, that's for sure. There's as much controversy about car movement in street sweeping as there is in any other activity, I think.
And we have some very high-density neighborhoods, meaning that there's a lot of condominium, townhouse developments in certain pockets of town, and we recognize that there just is no other place in that neighborhood to park. So what we've done this year is, and there's roughly four or five of those neighborhoods, we've gone to signing one side, even number side one day and the odd number side the next day, and allow parking where we can on those odd and even days. And that's that seems to be working very well for us in our situation.
Well, if we had a real-time GPS tracking where you could see the sweeper coming along and you knew the route, people could even just drive around, get in their cars and go to the store during that point and come back. Although when somebody's working and that's an extra car that just sits there on the sidewalk, that's another story. But you can't affect everybody, and what we're talking about here is a way to, affect fewer people and to give, more people more options.
Yeah, precisely, and as I said, that is something that we would definitely consider exploring. The map does show, the public version of the map does show updates on the sweeper's location every 10 to 15 seconds. So that information is there. Can we relate that back to parking? Absolutely. I believe WebTech could do that. As I also mentioned, it's a matter of how deep your bank account is.
That's right. You can see at what cost they could do it. I'm sure they could too. Well, if you find out more information about that topic, if you would let me know, that would be great.
I can do that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I think that unless there's something else to add, that probably covers it.
The only other thing I would like to add is,
mm-hmm.
Being a mountain town and we're very aware of our geographical setting and the image that at least this part of the world has of us and our national park neighbor next door, Banff, we really are very aggressive about removing as much of the sweeping as we can. During the spring cleanup, trying to mitigate what actually manages to migrate into the groundwater system. And that's one of our biggest drivers as far as the speed and the target dates that we establish for ourselves for street sweeping.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's great that recognition and awareness has come into the town, as it should. I started American Sweeper magazine many years ago and ran that for 10 years before we're just approaching our 10-year anniversary for World Sweeper, which is only online. But my impetus for that was coming back to my home state of Washington and finding that pollution water problems were really hitting home here in what, when I left 8 years prior, had been a pretty pristine state. And so that's a difficult thing to attain, and water quality, of course, is the next oil crisis, and it's happening even as we speak. That's for sure.
No, we're very aware of the impacts of our daily operations, and we're always searching for ways to reduce and mitigate those impacts on our surroundings, and again, you know, having that big picture of where we are and the image of a pristine environment and trying to maintain that.
Well, it's one of the prettiest places I've ever seen in the world, and I've been fortunate to travel to large parts of the world, and Banff is incomparable, and with Canmore right at the edge of it. I'd encourage anyone that is out there listening to this, if you have not been to that part of that corner of the world, it's certainly a beautiful, pristine place with lots of adventure and lots of scenery and so forth. And the Chamber of Commerce will like to hear that message. I don't know if the all of the population of Canmore would like to, but
I'm sure
that's how that part goes. Okay, well, thank you very much, Don. We've been speaking with Don Staple, who's the superintendent of streets and roads for Canmore, Alberta, Canada, and they are ahead of the curve in terms of using GPS to provide tracking information for the population, and perhaps as a result of our conversation, they may even further that a little more. So thanks again.
You're welcome. Thank you.